So we had spoken to Kirk earlier in the week. He had loaned his friend a couple $1,000s when she was struggling. Then that friend turned into his girlfriend. Yay. However, hasn't brought up ever paying him back. And now he's like, she's got a better job than I do, earns more money than I do.
I could use that money back.
Yeah, I could use that money back. So what do I do? How do I ask for that back? So we got an update.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about my situation on the show, and I figured I should give y'all an update.
Okay.
I decided to go ahead and bring up the loan to my girlfriend.
How?
I tried to do it super casually, not like I was accusing her or anything.
Mm-hmm.
She actually apologized
and
said she kind of forgot about me giving her the money.
Oh.
Which, ouch, but okay.
Okay.
Then she asked what made me think to bring it up.
Okay.
And my brain completely froze.
Okay.
I couldn't remember any of the stuff your listener suggested. So I just told her that you guys told me I should ask for it back.
You threw us under the bus.
Yeah, I know, not technically true, but so now she's kind of mad at you guys and acting a little weird toward me. Sorry about that.
Wow.
LOL.
Wow.
She did say if I really need the money, she'll pay me half next week and the rest next payday, but she also threw in a comment about me keeping a running tab of what she owes me. So now it's just awkward as all get out, but at least I'm going to get my money, I guess. So thank you, Kirk.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of thought that's
how
that would go if we did bring that up.
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, so you're keeping tabs. Okay.
And hey, Kirk, we didn't tell you to ask her for it back.
I said, in fact, let it go.
Yes.
I said, you gotta write that off.
And now she's all mad at us.
Dang it. Lost.
I feel falsely accused.
Well, you know, at least you're getting your money back, right, Kirk?
Yeah, but I feel like this one she's going to remember. Like she said, she kind of forgot that she got the money for, which, that is a lot of money.
Yeah.
I don't know how that wasn't hanging over her head all the time.
I mean, maybe
I would
she
not
thought
be able to forget that.
Once she started dating him that, okay, it, that, that's, that
the
loan's paid.
Clean.
Yes,
yep.
Exactly. Which, you know, maybe I don't necessarily think that that's a wrong thing to think, but they're not having conversation about anything. So,
but I can't believe that she forgot about that amount of money.
Well, maybe that's just what she told him. All right.
And now she's just salty that he's calling her out on
it. I don't know.
But yeah, she's not going to, this one's going to be filed away.
Yeah.
And she's, that's probably going to take a little bit to get over. And it's going to be a sore subject until she's kind of like, here's your money.
Yeah.
Are we good now?
Yeah.
Are we good?
Yeah. Are we
but
good?
She's still going to be salty for a while.
That's going to come up if you guys end up dating for years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to come up where it's like, oh, here, we're going to go to Chipotle. Oh, do you, okay.
Do you want me to pay you back?
Do you want me to pay you back?
No, she's going to throw that in.
This is going to be a thing. Yes. This is going to be a thing for a long time.
And I'm not saying that he did the wrong thing, like, but I'm kind of, again, throwing it on in her court, like you should have brought it up and not forgotten about something that big.
Right.
We're talking a couple of $1,000s, not a couple of $100s. It's a couple of $1,000s.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I forgot you gave me that money.
Yeah.
And now you're all mad at him because he wants it back.
Right. Exactly. All right. Well, hey, thanks for the update. Keep us posted.
Good luck.
on what happens on 99.7 DJX.